The New York City Department of Education added 9 more schools to its list of schools it plans to close or phase out this year. The 9 are in addition to the 17 closings or phase outs announced yesterday, bringing the total to 26. The closings in this last year of Mayor Michael Bloomberg's mayoralty must be approved by the Panel for Educational Policy, which will make a decision in March after a series of what are expected to be very contentious public hearings. Mona Davids is president of the New York Parents Union, which has announced it will step up lobbying efforts in Albany to change the law that gave Bloomberg mayoral control of the city school system in 2002. Speaking with WBAI's Jose Santiago, Davids said her organization is refusing to participate in the upcoming Panel for Educational Policy hearings.
We are not surprised. As sad as it sounds, this is an annual event. It's an exercise that the Department of Education and Mayor Bloomberg puts parents and communities and as well as our teachers through every year. Every year, parents and school communities and elected officials come out and complain and protest, but it's a completely futile protest and attempt to stop these school closings.
Now, I see where you have put out a statement where you might not even be considering participating in these Panel for Educational Policy hearings.
Yes, we're not going to perpetuate the futility of participating in Panel for Education Policy meetings, so as we call them, puppets for educational policy meetings. The fact of the matter is we have mayoral control, which is formerly the New York City School Governance Law. And that's what parents need to understand. They need to understand the law. And the law states that under mayoral control, Mayor Bloomberg controls the Panel for Education Policy. He has a supermajority of 8 members, as he's had since they enacted mayoral control of the schools. And with that supermajority of 8 members out of 13 members, the other 5 are each appointees from the 5 borough presidents, the mayor always gets what he wants. The media, everybody knows it's a rubber stamp. In all the 10 years, not once has that panel voted against the mayor. We have been disenfranchised since 2002. There is no democracy. There is no public in public schools. There is no public education because the public has no say, no voice, no authority in the running of the school system.
Now I see where the mayor's office has said that when they do list schools to be closed and when they do set up schools to eventually be closed, they do consult with parents, that they do have parental input. Does that ring true to you?
That is 100% not true. That's the same as saying that at the Panel for Educational Policy, they listen. We all know they don't listen. They go through the public hearing process because it's in the law that they have to go through a public hearing process. They don't have to consider or weigh the opinions of the public. We have public hearings at schools, including before they even close these schools and then at the PEP, where you have thousands of parents, where you have every single elected official, community leader, and parents say, do not close our schools, invest in our schools, you haven't done enough to support our schools. Even with everyone, every single person in the community saying the same thing, they still go ahead and do what they want.
Now, I know there every school situation is different, but what's your general sense of what the impact has been on communities that lose schools and communities that have schools that are slated to be closed at some point?
Oh, it's absolutely devastating. It's completely destructive. Our children feel like failures because their school is failing. The parents are heartbroken because their children feel like they're not smart enough to save their school, that they're the reason why their schools are closing. Neighborhood schools are integral parts of the community. And with the destruction of neighborhood schools, of community schools, it completely divides the community. So what happens is, once a community is divided, it's easier to conquer, and that's what's been happening. So this whole thing with closing our schools down, robbing us of our democratic voice in our schools, it's all part of a bigger plan or a bigger agenda where, you know, communities are divided, and it's easier to just rob us of our rights. And that's what's happened. Why is it that New York City is the only school district in New York State that has mayoral control, where taxpayers, parents, and residents have no say over the running of their schools?
Now, you say that you are looking toward trying to change that law and put more power back, or some power back, into the parents and the community people and what happens in their schools. Are you hearing from the people who either have announced or are expected to announce to run for mayor how they feel about this, and do you think you have any friends there?
Short of the New York City Parents Union, short of our organization, nobody has really asked the mayoral candidates, because just for the Democratic mayoral candidates, we only have one announced mayoral candidate, and that's Billy Thompson. But make no mistake, each of these mayoral candidates have already started to draft their vision of what mayoral control will look like when they become mayor. We're not waiting for them to release their visions. What we're doing is we're introducing what the people's vision, what the parents' vision, what the public's vision of the school system should be, even if it's still under mayoral control. Some of the candidates, I know that John Liu will be hopefully soon telling us about his vision of the public education system should he be mayor, and I hope that the other candidates are transparent and be honest with the parents and tell parents what we'll probably encounter with them as mayor in the public and the public school system.
Mona Davids is president of the New York Parents Union. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.